Unit 10. Discover your second brain. A noticeable feature of the human brain is that it is divided into two distinct hemispheres, or halves, that look nearly identical to one another. A small area of space separates most of the two hemispheres, which are connected by a bridge. The two halves, though similar in looks, function in significantly different ways. There are noticeable differences in the way each half of the brain handles information and organizes the process of cognition, particularly in the part of the brain responsible for managing higher functions, such as language, reasoning, and creativity. Consider, for example, the fact that people are either right or left-handed, or that they favor one hand over the other in performing tasks, such as writing, using eating utensils, or playing a musical instrument. The cause for this preference is in the way the two halves of the brain handle information to control the body. The brain handles input from the body and exercises control over it laterally. This means that the left side of the brain is responsible for controlling the actions of the right side of the body, and vice versa. Researchers believe that people are either right or left-handed based on which brain hemisphere is dominant or favored over the other. The importance of such left-right favoritism in the brain is not fully understood. Scientists have been able to learn much about the divided brain by studying patients suffering from brain injuries or defects. A famous case from 1862 involved a man suffering from a brain dysfunction called aphasia that left him unable to find words to use to communicate his thoughts. From this case, Dr. Paul Broca discovered that the left frontal lobe of the brain, later named Broca's area, controls the ability to use language. He determined this when he discovered that the brain of the patient was scarred in that area from a childhood accident. There is a common belief by the general public that the distinction between the left brain and right brain influences personality or ability. For example, people who are right-brained are commonly described as being creative in casual conversation, whereas people who are left-brained are generally described as being logical and methodical. However, the functions of the brain and its connections to the cerebral divisions have not been scientifically proven by neurologists. In fact, because the brain is so complex, statements regarding discoveries about it are often very general, exaggerated, and not true of all people. Therefore, simply because a personality is either creative or methodical does not mean that they are necessarily right or left-brained.